Gentlemen, have you forgotten your God? He weeps out loud, waiting for our dreams to grow like ears, while you are making ghosts out of people, making ghosts from your Torah, your Quran, your Bibles. We have shaved our books down, swallowed them so that the words of God might flow through us, but the pages just sit in our belly, speaking to us in dull murmurs as we try to sleep. We wake, wonder what to do. Make me understand. We wish to become one with him. We hear these voices inside and think we know what they say. This is the word of God. He speaks to me. I hear this. I heard this correctly. So we rise and try to translate this word with the work, with the heart. We search through thighs, the blanket, the leg, the needle twist, fucking the fuck you curse of the moon to find our Lord and listen more proper-like. But our ears are too small for our hearts to understand the humming of these sentences inside of us. We are trying to decipher the bang-buck braille of your silent throat, Lord. But the voices, they grow and grow just as fuzzy. So we stand and go to the kitchen and pick up knives to cut these voices out from inside. We stab ourselves. I must hear you. We stab, cutting the flap of our skins. The words twist on the floor of our homes, mixing their sounds with our blood. They drown, but it does not stop. I must hear you. We hear the same songs in the stomachs of others. So we grab more knives to cut those out, but there are more and more stomachs. We need bigger knives. We need soldiers, tanks, and missiles, but we still cannot make out the words. We need dead mothers, children raped from searching. The hospitals are full and overflowing from us trying to cut our God from our gut. With the blade, the pipe, the fingernail twist of the drug, pushed and poked through the arm to the belly to throw him up. And in the bang of the scream, we find our Savior. The shell in the chamber is a quiet plea to a distant God asking for us to be remembered by him. Through the tire tread, through the smoke of the tank, through the crunch of the skulls, through the babes we bury beneath us. We emptied them out to see if a scrap of our Lord still lingered somewhere inside there. We clutch throats, pistols, and palms in the same two-handed clasp of prayer. Staring into the mirror, we see crypts, fondling the marble of our hearts like they were mausoleums. We are ghosts, hungry for something bigger than what our mouths are kissing. Let me see you. Let me see you, Lord. I have balanced in the middle of the question, black as my eye, beaten by your hymn, I am holding still. So go ahead, you gentle men of God, tender sinners. Take your rifles, raise to my gut and fire on. Hear the song more clearly. It does not sing what you wish it did. It is too big for us to see a letter of it. So do not even try. Cut him from me. I wish to drape his face with my kisses and finally sleep softly.